This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, every second year, a new fad diet comes along, and the eating obsession of the moment is Dr. Michael Mosley's 5-2 diet. It's being talked about on TV, discussed in newspaper columns, and espoused by radio hosts. It involves fasting on 2 days per week, but eating normally on the other days. Now, it seems to help the body repair itself, and its creator, Dr. Michael Mosley, says it helps dieters make long-term changes to their eating patterns without being too restrictive or controlling. Associate Professor Amanda Salas is a researcher on obesity and weight loss from Sydney University. She is across all the science behind this. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Now, first of all, can you just explain what is the idea behind Michael Mosley's 5-2 diet?
Okay, so the idea of the 5-2 diet taps into emerging research that very severe energy restriction is achieving better results for weight loss. So severe energy restriction involves reducing your calorie intake to around 500 or 600 calories per day, as in Michael Mosley's 5-2 diet, or in our research we restrict calories to around 800 or 1,000 calories per day. And this severe energy restriction seems to produce very good results. Paradoxically, you would think it would just make people really hungry and cause them to binge eat or, you know, overcompensate. But what's happening is it seems to be resetting hunger, and people aren't feeling as hungry after the fast as they might otherwise expect.
Wow, so there is actually good science behind it.
There is good science, and as Michael Mosley says in his book, it's imperfect science and it's incomplete science, and there still needs to be a lot of work to be done on this. And that's what we're looking at in our research, looking at one form of very severe energy restriction and also different variations of the 5-2 style dieting, because I think it's a good start and there are things that can be improved in that.
Well, that's interesting. So you're working on kind of even refining it further.
Yes. Well, what we're looking at, and we are currently recruiting for the Tempo Diet trial at the University of Sydney, we're looking at the appetite suppression that occurs with very severe energy restriction. So these are liquid meal replacement diets, around 800, 1,000 calories per day. They're medically supervised, nutritionally balanced. And it's been shown in research that these diets, paradoxically, they cut appetite, so people don't complain of hunger when they're on these diets. And we think that they may also be having other effects to increase the efficiency of weight loss by preventing the drop in metabolic rate that usually occurs with weight loss.
Okay.
So more work to be done, and we're getting into it.
Do you agree, though, that fasting like that could have other health benefits? Because Michael Mosley says he no longer has diabetes, he's lowered his cholesterol, he no longer snores. Does that ring true for you?
Weight loss has a lot of benefits. So regardless of how you achieve the weight loss, if you lose 5-10 kilos, it will have those benefits. There have been studies as well on intermittent fasting. For example, people who fast for Ramadan, they sometimes fast 2 days of the week, similar to Michael Mosley's approach. And that type of fasting has been shown to improve blood glucose levels, improve blood lipid levels, reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. So definitely reducing food intake and not eating too much is very good for us.
Well, it sounds like it's definitely a good thing to lose weight, but why is it so hard to do?
One of the main physical reasons, well, the physical reason why it is so hard to lose weight is that once you've lost a certain amount of weight, maybe 5 kilos, 10 kilos, and it's different for everyone, but sooner or later your body reacts with what I call a famine reaction, which is designed to prevent you from wasting away. And this famine reaction increases your hunger or your drive to eat fattening, rich foods. It just makes it harder to stick to the diet. The famine reaction can make you feel lethargic, and it also drops your metabolic rate, so that even if you're being really good and with the diet and exercise, you just stop losing weight or you hit that dreaded plateau. And this is something to keep in mind, and when weight loss does slow down and stall, it's important not to blame yourself and, be kind to
yourself. Oh, and give up. So people then lose motivation and then give up as well because they've stopped losing weight.
That's right, but with an understanding of, okay, this is a famine reaction, it's making it harder for me, with an understanding of that, it makes it easier. And also in our research, we're investigating taking a break from dieting because we think that this can give benefits in two levels. Psychologically, you just get a bit of relief from not having to follow those small portions all the time. And also physiologically, we believe that this can also relieve that famine reaction.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Helpful advice there. Well, thanks for filling us in on it all.
Pleasure. And if anyone's interested in participating in our Tempo Diet trial, they can email me on amanda.salas@sydney.edu.au with height, their height, weight, date of birth. And also we're looking for menopausal women for this study.
Okay, great. I'll put that address up perhaps on the Hope Mornings Facebook page so people can find it there. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks,
great to hear from you.
Thank
okay.
you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.